Hey, Brian. Hey, Sabrina.
Hey, Aaron. How are you?
What up?
Not
I'm good.
Much.
How are you?
I'm actually recording a podcast right now.
Oh, I think I'm doing that too. Well,
oh, really?
You're recording it.
What podcast are you recording?
I think I'm recording an episode of Here's What I Was Thinking About While You're Talking.
Wow, what a coincidence. That's the podcast I'm also recording right now.
Oh, Sabrina, what are you doing?
I was planning my dinner.
Shit. Well, now you're in this podcast, Sabrina, so
okay. Deal
with that.
I'm pretty hungry, but I guess yeah. I'll wait.
We'll power through.
Yeah, you can eat afterwards. We'll figure it out. We'll get it done, and then you can go eat.
So, as y'all may know, this is a half episode, which is usually a shorter episode, and it's where we take your listener feedback, comments, suggestions, insults.
Voicemails.
Brian, voicemails. And I actually have something to share. pretty chill, but exciting.
Okay, I like chill, but exciting.
Yeah, my buddy Rosie sent us a DM on our Instagram. And it says, one sec, I didn't have it loaded. Pretty bad. Which, by the way, if you want to follow us, it's While You Were Talking Pod.
On Instagram.
And so they sent us, they were in Safeway here in Seattle, and they found, QFC, they found a can of La Choy chow mein noodles and thought of us.
Yay.
And
what was
this
the expiration date?
So I think it must be new because, you know, it's on the shelves. It's up front on the shelves. I don't see an expiration date, but it is on sale from $179 to $169. Nice.
Nice.
With a QFC card, apparently. So,
who doesn't have a QFC card?
Yeah, I have one, so I don't know. Yeah. Who doesn't have a QFC card?
Who doesn't have a QFC card?
Come on.
I'm looking at the picture now.
Who doesn't have a QFC card?
Yeah, tell us. It also a Kroger card counts.
Also,
and a Meijer,
any
I think.
Other grocery store membership counts.
I'm looking at this picture. It looks like it's maybe one of those like paper cans.
I think so too, with like the plastic bendy lid.
Yeah, and it's got like dry, so they're like dry.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, they do not need a weird aluminum can situation like we were seeing on eBay.
Yeah.
Word.
These look good though. It makes me real hungry.
Yeah, they're just like crispy.
Crunchy.
You know, I think I saw like crispy noodles like this at Bartel's the other day.
Mm. They're going to show up for everyone now.
They're like frizzled onions.
Yes. Oh my God, frizzled onions.
Yeah, it's like a simulation thing, huh?
Good. Yeah.
My go-to situation for noodles would be at a Panda Express.
Mm.
At the airport.
What do you mean your go-to situation for noodles?
That's when I think like noodles are the most clutch.
Oh, like you crave them and they hit the spot kind of
yeah.
thing?
Yeah.
Before you get on a plane? I feel like I'd shit my pants.
Also, I feel like the Panda Express like rice isn't that good. So it's always choose noodles.
It's just like salt bomb. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone in my college town was... Yeah, they put a Panda Express in my college town my senior year, and everyone lost their shit. They were
so excited.
Wow. It's almost like when they opened a Shake Shack near my office a couple of years ago.
I remember that. I went to that Shake Shack, and the line was so long at all times.
Yeah, I went past one day. There was like a line out the door and around the corner, and I was like, surely Shake Shack is not worth waiting in line. So I just waited several months.
That happened to the Chick-fil-A in Bellevue, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Chick-fil-A.
Oh, the Chick-fil-A, I think, is still like, busy. Also,
that happens to every good thing in Seattle. Not that I am into Chick-fil-A, but like anything, you're like, that would be fun. It's like not worth it because there's like a huge crowd or line or it's sold out or.
I drove by
city life.
I drove by a Chick-fil-A a couple months ago,
mm-hmm.
and there was like a line of cars backed out into the road.
Yeah, I heard about that,
and I was like
on the news.
Fuck off.
Is it it's that
just,
good?
It's just
I had
like
once.
It's not
just like homophobic chicken
good.
Sandwiches.
It's just,
yeah, that's why I stopped eating it, which usually when I try to be like a good person and not support shitty things and companies and people. I usually am not very good at it because I don't have very good self-control, especially when it comes to food.
Also, but shitty Chick-fil-A things so and easy. Companies and people are pretty pervasive.
One fast food place.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was easy to do. Yeah. I only had it once in like college. And then someone was like, yeah, they hate gay people.
I've never had Chick-fil-A.
I think I had it once in college also. There was one at the mall.
We had one on campus. So it was also a pretty big deal. But what was a bigger deal to me was when my college town got a Little Caesars. Holy shit.
Oh, we got one of those like my sophomore junior year, I think.
Good. What'd you say, Brian?
Pizza pizza is what I said.
So good. Yes. Yeah. Pizza guy, man.
So cheap. Hot and ready. $5.
So cheap. So hot. It's always so ready.
Such good breadsticks.
Crazy bread. And they have like a garlic dipping sauce. I actually got Little Caesars like a month and a half ago and I did not regret it. It was amazing. Nice. I drove all the way up to Shoreline for it. Worth it.
Oh my God.
I know.
Nice.
Anywho, that's been Fast Food Corner. Do y'all have any other listener anything?
Yeah, we got a voicemail.
Hell yeah.
Aaron is headbanging in anticipation of this amazing voicemail that we're going to
hear. Aaron, did you cut your bangs?
I did. I got my hair cut. Let me show you.
They're so fluffy.
I know. They're really like 70s bangs. Hopefully this isn't making sound of my hair whipping around into the mic. I got a cut. Oh, ow. Did you hear my shoulder pop?
I think I did.
Gross.
Yeah.
It's much shorter.
Erin got a haircut.
She got a haircut because she got the vaccine.
And then woo, looks great.
Get a haircut. Thank you.
Congrats. A lot.
It's not as tangly and gross.
I need a haircut too.
Yours looks good though. I like it long.
It's just, yeah, it's just a little bit extra, you know, and like this bit keeps falling into my face.
Yeah, it's very, it's like early 2000s or mid 2000s, like a little skater boyish with that front bang.
That's me. I was a skater boy.
She's a skater boy.
Exactly. All right. Are you ready to hear a voicemail?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Quiet on the set.
What adult would want to ride a tricycle? It's me, a 24-year-old woman person who cannot ride a bike and does not have her license to drive a car. So what's the next best thing? A tricycle, because my whole issue with bikes is that I can't balance. Like, I've tried to learn as a child, as a teen, as an adult. It terrifies me somehow. And even like my dad loves bike riding. But I just can't. Mm-hmm. And a tricycle is easier on the balancing, but they're heavier, so they're a bit kind of slower, and you've got more weight that you are pulling around because you've got a whole extra wheel. Anyway, I got mine for Christmas. It's pretty sick.
Nice.
That's
awesome. They made like full-size tricycles.
That's what I was instantly going to like try to look up.
Yeah, I want to know. I want to see it. I want pics. I want to know what it looks like. I know about like recumbent bikes, which I think have three wheels actually, where you sit back in like a chair. You're kind of lying back and then you pedal from there.
Oh, yeah.
I think those have three wheels.
And it has like a big wheel, right? On the top or on the front?
No, that's like a... Big That's wheel. A penny farthing, Aaron.
Big wheel.
I'm guessing Tessa's is more cool.
Yeah, I'm going to Google like adult tricycle because I didn't see anything on our Insta. I was stalking it hard just now.
We'll just, she'll just send us a pic. Tessa, send us a pic and we'll see
Tessa
it.
Tessa, send us a pic. I
send nudes of your tricycle. Send us your nude tricycle.
Yikes. You guys, I got a targeted ad like a couple days ago.
And pics of your tricycle.
Brian.
I'm trying to tell you a story.
It's not that funny, Brian, even though we're all laughing.
I got an ad on my phone for this thing called a circle bike, which is clearly for like small children. But
is it a bike that only goes in circles?
It's like a circle. And then below the circle, like a circle that you can like grab onto, and then there's three seats, and then there's wheels, and so it's like you sit. It's like sitting at a table, but like the table moves, and there's no like surface to the table.
This is weird.
It's like sitting at a table, but the table moves, and there's no surface to the table. Oh.
It looks really dangerous.
What? It's like a table with no table on top.
What? And the kids are just sitting on like...
with three like built-in seats.
That's weird. And the kids Winter just like Viking push their feet bike. Around to fight each other to see which direction they're going to go.
Yeah.
Look at these happy children.
They're not even wearing helmets.
They're about to crash.
Yeah, it's because it's a circle bike. It's not a. It's not like a bike bike.
Those children are about to wreck themselves.
Yeah, it's...
It looks like a little, careen.
It has the same kind of wheels that like a cabinet would have.
Or like a shopping cart, right?
It looks super janky.
Yeah, or like a shopping cart.
It looks like super DIY. But I think a circle bike is maybe a good idea. Like a bike that can only go in circles that you give to a kid and like the wheel is slightly turned and like they can't turn it. So they can only just go in a circle. They can't
get
lost.
They just like move it with their force of their body.
That's a merry-go-round, Brian.
No, but like for like very young kids, you give them like a bike that they can't steer and they
for
go in circles.
For you and your two best friends.
Hey, we should get a circle bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should get a circle bike.
Let's do it.
Hold on, in all seriousness.
I'd circle bike with you guys.
Not that you're a circle bike expert, Sabrina, but I'm confused about, or maybe you are. I'm confused about how like
she's the closest thing to an expert there is.
Yeah, right?
This is at Michael's, like the craft store. That's interesting.
That's weird. I'm confused that like it could be going, say, like down a hill. I don't know.
I think the idea is to like avoid hills altogether.
But like
so I think if you went down a hill, one of you would get flung over.
That's what I'm saying.
The downhill kid would be screwed.
Yeah, yeah. Like, can't even see where they're going. That's terrifying.
I think the one who is facing who is closest to the bottom of the hill would be fine. But once it stopped, like, the kid across from them would maybe get flung.
I do see that it's probably for, like, super little kids, and they just, like, push it around. Kind of like, you know, those fun, like, those scooter things that sat on the ground that were just like a piece of plastic with wheels on it.
That you had in like gym class.
Yeah.
Yes. The bus scoot. And you scoot backwards. It seems like that. It just seems. Yeah.
Well, probably the three kids aren't very good at like coordinating their movements. So they kind of just like go in erratic patterns, mostly staying in the same area because they're not like, let's all go that way and we'll push in this straight way so that
or maybe it like teaches you those skills.
Maybe.
Yeah,
also,
like
here's another funny thing about the description. Designed for 1 to 3 children.
Interesting.
Aww, it'd be so sad to be on it by yourself.
Yeah, just like scoot around by yourself.
Yeah.
It'd suck to be on it by yourself.
I guess it must be like weighted well, though. Because imagine if it was just like super light and you sat down and it just fell over immediately.
Exactly.
It's probably not very good, though. That's my guess.
I think
guess.
It's pretty solid. It's like some solid metal. It's $130.
Well, but anyway.
Impact resistant powder coating that will last for many years. Weather resistant rubber seat. Looks like it actually is pretty well made, Brian.
Thank you.
Brian.
Thanks for letting me know. But yeah, Tessa, obviously thanks for calling in. We deeply appreciate it. And congratulations on your new tricycle. That's really exciting. We'd love to see pictures if you got them.
Yeah, send us a selfie.
Because we want to know what an adult tricycle is like.
Yeah.
And
does yours have a basket on it?
I'm assuming
I bet it does.
It's something cool. I'm assuming you got a cool tricycle because you're a cool person who would get a cool tricycle.
Agreed.
So, yeah. And also, you know, if you can't drive a car and you can't ride a bike, there are other options like walking and buses. And in Melbourne, there's trams.
She takes public transit.
So don't forget
Brian,
about those things.
That.
Well, she's gone straight from not being able to drive and not being able to ride a bike to getting a tricycle. So, just saying, there's also public transit and other things.
It's true.
Don't forget, you know, there's options.
Don't forget, hey, Tessa, don't forget that public transit exists.
Yeah, don't.
Tessa, don't forget. I don't know if you know.
Don't forget. No, you don't forget that public transit exists. Just don't, okay?
Now she understands. Now she's like, oh, okay, I wasn't sure what they were saying at first. But now I know.
All right. Anyway.
Thank you, next.
Moving
next.
On. Anything else? Anything else in the old DMs?
Let me take a quick double check.
Anything else in the new DMs?
DM double check.
The new DMs?
DM double check.
The noodle DMs, obviously. We got one noodle DM.
What does that mean?
Noodle DMs?
Oh, DM about noodles.
DMs about noodles.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, if you got noodles to tell us about, please let us know.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear about noodles.
Or about tricycles.
Yes. What episode was the tricycle comment in response to? Was that the last episode we just did?
I feel
like it wasn't the most recent episode, but...
Was it the one about inventions?
Or Bucatini?
Could have been the one about inventions.
I'm sorry that we are so bad at knowing about our own episodes.
We don't even know who said who would ride a tricycle. I feel like it was Aaron.
I mean, I've never seen a person ride a tricycle.
Maybe it was Sabrina then. Someone would ride a tricycle,
Okay, sure.
We're going to have to go.
I mean, we all know that I'm the judgmental one, but I'm just saying, I think we all have the same experience with adults on tricycles, which is we've never seen one.
That's also because we live in a city that's like very bicycle forward.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Driven. No pun intended.
Actually, you know what this reminds me of is that I was listening to the radio before I got home, and one of the DJs said the word motorcycle, but they pronounced it motorcycle. And I was like, what?
Motorcycle.
Isn't that a motorcycle?
Isn't that just a combine harvester?
Motorcycle.
Combine harvester.
A motorcycle is a combine harvester.
Yeah, wow. That's a farm term, right?
That's a joke.
That's what sickles are for.
Like a sickle.
Harvesting.
But it's a motorcycle.
Yeah.
It's not
I think we need to finish up here.
Brian's going off the rails.
That wasn't even close to a stretch.
Going off the rails on a crazy tricycle.
Beautiful song.
That's what Brian's doing.
Thank you. So if you got a tricycle or have seen noodles or have anything else that you've been thinking about or will think about in the next couple of weeks, we'd love to hear about it. And the ways to tell us what you were, are, have been, will have been thinking about while we were talking or while we weren't talking, which is allowed, you can send an email to whileyouweretalkingpod@gmail.com. You can DM us on Instagram @whileyouweretalkingpod. You can send us a voice message, can and should send us a voice message through our anchor.fm profile. And there will be a link to that in the episode notes as well. As always, we thank Rob Henson, who made our theme music. And we thank you, specifically you, so much for listening. And we will talk to you next time. Just trying to go extra dramatically slow to see what faces Aaron will make. You have to not react or I won't do it. We'll talk to you next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Later. I don't always find your rate of speech insufferable, but that time I could tell that you were doing it on purpose.